Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on sex, on work, on parenting and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Is that sexy, Tommy? Or
to him, it is.
It sounded a little scary.
Right.
Little dark Vader in there, wasn't it?
Yeah. All right, subject. He tells his sister everything. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for 6 years and married for 2. His sister and I worked together in high school, and after we graduated, we lived together until I started dating her brother. It was awkward because she was all up in our business and even walked in on us having sex once. I was ready to move out, and he suggested we get an apartment together. His sister was at our apartment every night for the first week, claiming she was afraid to stay alone. I put an end to that quickly, and she ended up resenting me. So now that I'm married to her brother, she comes at me rude and wrong a lot. He asked me to take to look over her, and he says she's jealous because I have a man and she doesn't. On the other hand, he keeps bringing her into our relationship by telling her all of our business. She made a stray remark about me being anemic, saying she hopes I don't pass out during sex because I won't take iron pills. I let that slide, but I yelled at my husband later. She told my mother-in-law not to expect any grandbaby soon because I still want my husband to wrap it up during sex. It's been one thing after another, but the final straw was when I overheard my husband telling her that he wishes I was a bit more submissive and not a headstrong black businesswoman in pursuit of a career. He's told me that too, but he knows I'm not slowing down anytime soon, and I'm about to open another salon suite for nails. It seems like the two of them team up to hate on me together, and at this point, he gossips to her like a woman. Why does he feel the need to share so much with his sister when he knows she's hateful? Is he a hater too? You know, the way I see it is this. You have two huge problems. You have your husband, and yes, you have your hating sister-in-law, his hating sister. And there is a reasonable amount of jealousy on her part. But one thing for sure, you don't have to guess about what your husband told his sister. He told her that he wishes you were more submissive and you were not a headstrong black businesswoman in pursuit of a career. Now, whatever that means, you heard him say it with your own ears. And you said he told you the same thing, but you're not slowing down. Why would he tell his sister-in-law that is the question? You know, why does he tell her anything? Clearly, you know, there's a problem here. It's both communication and resentment. And why aren't you guys, meaning you and your husband, talking about this? He resents the fact it sounds like that you work too much, you're a boss, and you know, you resent him for telling his sister everything. His sister does not respect your marriage boundaries, but then again, your husband just invites her in, so she feels like she has free reign and can say whatever she wants. He's wrong for that, but I still think the problem between you two is communication. You're both frustrated with each other, him because you work and you're headstrong, he says. And, you know, you guys are going to have to try and work this out. You're frustrated and resent him because he tells his sister everything. I just think if you guys could really hear each other, you could probably reach some sort of compromise. Your problems aren't that bad, though. I'm going to tell you that, honestly. Your problems aren't that bad. I mean, at least you guys aren't cheating on each other and stuff like that. But if you guys could just sit down and have a conversation, I think a lot of this stuff could be cleared up and keep his sister, tell him, please, to keep his sister out of the marriage. Steve?
Well,
He tells his sister everything. I know exactly why he does this. I'll save it for the end, in case there's a woman out there that's struggling with this with her man, which it is. A lot of this happens. Mm-hmm. My husband and I have been together for 6 years, married for two. His sister and I worked together in high school, and after we graduated, we lived together. So now, this is a 20-year-old couple. Or 24-year-old couple.
Yeah.
If you graduated at 18 and he'd been together 6 years, we're looking at about 24, 25. Mm-hmm. His sister and I worked together in high school, and after we graduated, we lived together until I started dating her brother. So it was after they graduated, they lived together, let's say another year, then start dating her brother. And it got a little awkward because she was all up in their business and even walked in on us having sex once. All right? I was ready to move out, and he suggested that we get an apartment together. So now, this was his idea. His idea. This is a critical piece of this letter. This was his idea to move out and get an apartment together. But his sister came over to y'all's apartment every night for the first week, claiming that she was afraid to stay alone. Because you and the sister were roommates for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I put an end to that quickly, and she ended up resenting me. You moved out because she was all up in y'all business. She didn't want you to move out, but it was her husband's idea after you said you wanted to move out. It was your husband's idea, her brother's idea, to say, hey, let's get an apartment together. Now the resentment started. And now you're married to her brother. She comes at you rude and wrong a lot. And the reason she comes at you rude and wrong a lot is because she's lonely, bitter, and needs a relationship of her own. Idle mind is the devil's playground. If you ain't got no relationship of your own, you got time to get in other people's business. That's all. It'll be back.
Yeah, that's true. All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, he tells his sister everything. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, he tells his sister everything.
Well, he does. All the time. You and the girl were friends in high school. Y'all worked together. Y'all such good friends. Y'all got an apartment together. Until you started dating her brother. Y'all been together 6 years now. And because you started dating her brother, it got a little awkward. She stayed in your business and walked in on y'all having sex one time. Well, you said, enough of this. I'm moving out. I can't take this no more. The brother, which is your husband now, decides, hey, let's get us an apartment together. You said okay, but every day the first week she was over there every night because she said she couldn't sleep alone. Now remember now, this was your husband, her brother's idea to get the apartment. And the reason she's in y'all's business is that she comes at you rude now because she resents you because you put a stop to her coming over. She comes at you rude and wrong a lot because she's lonely, bitter, and need a relationship of her own. He asked me to look over her and says she's jealous because you got a man and she don't. All right, I just said that, but that don't help your situation out, though. On the other hand, he keeps bringing her into our relationship by telling her all y'all business. She made a snide remark about me being anemic, saying she hope I don't pass out doing sex because I won't take iron pills. I don't take iron pills myself.
Have you ever passed out?
Damn near, but not quite.
That's not because of low iron.
I don't know if going to sleep immediately and passing out is the same thing, but I've had that experience before. I let that slide, but then you yell at your husband later. She told your mother-in-law not to expect any grandbabies soon because I still want my husband to wrap it up doing sex. Man, your husband just running his mouth. You anemic, yes. You need iron pills. You know, you're making him wear a condom. He just running his damn mouth. I'm going to tell you why that is in a minute and a second.
Uh-oh.
It's been one thing after another, but the final straw when you overheard your husband telling his sister that he wishes I was a bit more submissive and not a headstrong black businesswoman in pursuit of her career. That's interesting.
What is she supposed to be?
Well, he told me that too. But he know I'm not slowing down anytime soon. I'm about to open up another salon suite for Nail. Now, she said it seems like the two of them team up to hate me together. And at this point, he gossips to her like a woman. Why does he feel the need to share so much with his sister when he knows she's hateful? Is he a hater too? Well, let me answer all those questions for you. Number one, obviously this goes back to their past. They were very close growing up. Now, here's what your husband is. Your man is a sister boy.
What is a sister boy, Steve?
Not a mama's.
That's the same thing as a mama's boy. Except he tucked up under his sister. Sometimes you can be closer to your sister than your mother if you all grow up close in a relationship, even as a child. And there are a lot of sister boys out there, which is almost as bad as a mama's boy. Except sister boy is an unknown term, so you don't know what to call him. Well, I just gave it to you. You're married to a sister boy. He was so close to his sister growing up, that closeness has remained, and they're friends. And friends tell each other everything. That's why I was never friends with my sister. Because what I was doing, in no way I could repeat to my sister. You, on the other hand, have the direct opposite. So now let me introduce you to a new term. Your man is a sister boy. He's closer to his sister than his mother. And sometimes he latches on to not the apron strings, but the friendship. All right? And now let me share something else with you. You asked, why does he feel the need to share so much with his sister when he knows she's hateful? The answer to that question is, your man, listen to this one carefully, has at least one unmanly characteristic. Because running your private business about your woman to other people is not respected or known as a manly characteristic. So your man has one unmanly characteristic, and it's a dangerous characteristic to have. Because now he running his mouth. He gossips.
Yeah.
See, you can't gossip about your woman to your boys, because we know not to do that. I ain't sitting up with my boys to my man. My girl be talking about this, and she wear this, and she say this, and that. I don't do that. And I sure can't do that to no other woman. So now, you got a dangerous situation. Lastly, but not least. You ask him when he knows she's hateful. Is he a hater too? They are both haters. And you saw the signs of this before you married him. But you married him anyway. You knew they was too close before you got married. You saw the signs. You knew who he was before you married him. He been scared of his sister and his mama the whole time. So now you got a sister's boy. Congratulations. Good luck. But you can't put a stop to this by saying, if you tell one more damn thing, I'm going to slap all the flavor out your mouth.
Sister boy. All right. I like sister boy. All right. Hit us up on Instagram at steveharveyfm.com. And if you want to comment on today's Strawberry Letter, you can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
Hey, good morning. This your man, Steve Harvey. Tis the season for love, peace, happiness, and soul. Happy holidays from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yeah, I wrote that myself.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.